Blue Sky Radio. Today we're joined by Louise Walker. She's the manager of Homestart Staffordshire and Moorlands. Louise, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Lovely to see you here.
If you can firstly just do me the biggest of favours, paint a bigger picture. What is the work that you and your team do here in Leek?
Well, we're a charity. We're Homestart Staffordshire Moorlands, and we support parents and children in the early years. We provide home visiting support with volunteers, and also support families through our groups and book start visits. So that's essentially, in a nub, what we do.
Let's just talk about youngsters, children. I should imagine there's many parents listening to our chat here thinking, well, we all know kids don't come with a manual, if only. What parent doesn't need help and guidance from time to time? But I should imagine going to any agency, going to any charity, for example, Homestart Staffordshire Moorlands, for many parents, there might be a stigma attached, and there shouldn't be.
Yeah, I think what we want to do is reduce some of that feeling of stigma, and that's part of the reason for having volunteers supporting families, because it's just a friendly person who's had kids themselves or had the experience of 24-hour care of children who understands that they don't come with a manual, they don't always do what you expect, and no parent is perfect. None of us we can all look back and think, oh, if only I'd known that, or if I could have done that differently. And so sometimes it's that opportunity of somebody to share those ideas with and just get a little bit of support and help and guidance along the way.
Is that why you do the group sessions here, so that parents get to meet other parents and suddenly yeah. they're thinking, it's not just us?
Yeah, absolutely. And it, you know, realizing that your child isn't the only one who won't share it too, because that's the normal developmental phase. I don't want to share this toy, it's my toy. So that kind of thing, and understanding just ideas about how to play with the kids, different craft activities that Sarah will do, singing and playing, and being able to enjoy seeing your child with other children and actually speak to other parents and find out a bit more about their lives. It's just nice, because it can be very isolating being on your own at home with a child every day, day in, day out, and actually meeting other people can help break that isolation.
Before we talk more about the work that Homestart Staffordshire Moorlands does, we're here, of course, on Earl Street in Leek. What have we got around us? Just paint again some pictures.
Okay, well, we're in our group and training room. We've got, so this group, is this room is a multi-purpose room. We can use it for training volunteers, so we've got a big screen and chairs for the volunteers when they come, but it's also on a Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday used for groups. And so we've got a little play kitchen, we've got some tables and chairs, we've got books, we've got lots of toys, all neatly stacked away at the minute. But if you came on a Tuesday, there'd be things out on the floor, craft activities set out, that kind of thing. So it's fun, I hope. It looks like that.
It certainly looks like a great deal of fun to me. It's a wonderful setup that you have here. Just coming back to the parents and key, the youngsters, the young people, the children, the infants that you're helping here. The pandemic in recent years, would it be right in saying it has led to communication, isolation issues with a lot of young people, and now parents are having to pick up and deal with that?
Yeah, I think the pandemic was extremely difficult for families who had children born in that period, because you had all the anxiety over the virus and going to hospital, but you also were stopped from seeing family, you were stopped, all the groups stopped, all the clinic visits stopped. So there was a real sense of isolation, and children missed out on that period of playing alongside others, getting to know others, having the support of family and friends. A lot of that sort of stopped through the pandemic, and that's had an impact. And so part of the reason for us setting up groups is to break some of that and get back to how things were before. And it is a bit sort of stop-start. You have people who don't come for a few weeks because there's been another illness, but that's just life, isn't it, now? And as we're life as we know it. I think the pandemic was very difficult for those those parents who went through that with very young children.
Interestingly enough, the work that you do, allaying the fears, breaking down these communication barriers with youngsters, therefore helping out their parents, the work that you do here on Earl Street is one thing. But I think it's also important to point out that you're also working alongside parents in their own homes. So you have this home visiting system, volunteers that help out.
Yeah, that's right. So we recruit volunteers who are just parents from the local community or people who've had experience of working with children who can visit families in their own home. So volunteers are all vetted. They do a training course with us first, and then we match them appropriately with the right family. And that can feel a little bit daunting for a family, a little bit daunting for the volunteer, but gradually they form a relationship, and it's a very informal, friendly, professional, but non-judgmental sort of person who can come, give you practical help. So somebody to get out to the park with, or to go to visits with, to go to appointments with, but also somebody who can help within the home and be an extra pair of hands, an extra somebody to play, introduce ideas for the children, and be somebody who can listen to what's going on for you, because many of the families that we see have been through really difficult experiences, or might just have twins or triplets, which is a handful in itself. So an extra pair of hands is often very useful in those situations.
Just coming back to what you said there with regards to the volunteers working up close with mum, dad, and younger members of the family, that volunteer, he or she, it is key to listen first and foremost. Yeah. I want to be right in saying what they're doing is they build up the relationship with the parents. It's like peeling layers of an onion almost.
Yeah, very definitely. But those volunteers have got the support of the staff back here. So we've got two amazing family support volunteer coordinators who are there to provide those volunteers with support at the end of the phone or coming into the office. So as a volunteer, you're never on your own. You're not doing that. You might be visiting a family on your own, but you've got somebody behind you and you've got the experience of Home Start. We've been in the Moorlands for 25 years, so we've been doing this a long time. And Home Start UK, the national organisation, has been in existence 50 years, so this coming year. So you have got the backup of an organisation that has got that breadth of experience to support you as a volunteer. And families can be reassured that you are not the only person who's been through things like this. We've seen many, many families, thousands, over 1,000 people in the Moorlands in the 25 years that we've been here. So you are not strange for seeking support. That's a very normal thing. We very much believe in the idea that it takes a village to raise a child, and that the early years are the most crucial, that if we can get the early years right, that's the building blocks for everything that comes after it. So the support in those early years is really key, and parents deserve to have that support if it's needed.
And the volunteers that help out and support here on Earl Street, and also those volunteers that are part of the home visiting volunteers team. Many listeners to Blue Sky Radio possibly think to themselves, well, I'd like to get involved, but I'm not qualified. Straight away, I'm thinking, well, you've got life skills. You probably raised a family. Those are the qualifications you need.
Absolutely. And every volunteer is unique and will bring something of themselves, of what they've learned in their working life, of what they've learned in their home life and their general life skills. The most important thing is just to be non-judgmental and to be friendly and enjoy meeting other people and enjoy children. So those are the key things, and we start from that, and there's a volunteer that fits with each family. So no, you don't need big qualifications or a fancy degree certificate, no.
Okay, well, we'll get around to some contact details in a moment or two. Possibly if you're a mum a dad. Perhaps you're thinking Homestar, Staffordshire Moorlands, I'm within that patch. I could certainly do with asking a couple of questions on the off chance of getting some answers at the very, very least. Or perhaps you're thinking, I've raised my family. They've long since flown the nest, perhaps as a volunteer. I would be useful to Homestar. We'll get to that in a moment or two. I just want to talk very quickly, though, about funding for Homestar, Staffordshire Moorlands. There are so many worthy charities. How difficult is it? You mentioned the 25 years you've been in existence, but funding for all that you do, that must be a headache in itself.
It is a bit, yes. It's a kind of jump from leap to year to year. We're very fortunate at the minute to have funding from Reach and Communities, the big lottery, from BBC Children in Need, plus a variety of other funders. We have some funding from UNH Charities Together, the health service, through the health service, and we also have a lot of people fundraising for us, and we're very grateful for that. This year we are planning, because we're 25 years old, we're planning a challenge walk. So if any of you are interested in Homestar, but you know, home visiting is not for you, but you like walking, we're going to be putting details on our website next month about a challenge walk that will take place on the 10th of September. It'll be walking from Flash Bar, which is one end of the district, right up on the borders of Derbyshire, to the borders of Stoke-on-Trent in Stockton Brook. It'll be really interesting. It's a 19-mile walk. You can do segments of it. So you can do a 5-mile walk, or you can do, you know, a shorter distance walk, or the full challenge walk on Sunday the 10th, and help raise money for Homestar. That'd be great. So if you're interested, just take a look at our website or email us, and I'll send you out details when they're all ready.
Well, just to wish you well for Sunday the 10th, and just to say happy 25th birthday. Yeah. You're all looking very, very good on it. If we do have listeners to Blue Sky Radio who perhaps want to step forward in a volunteer capacity, or if we do have parents who, from what you've said, it resonates with a younger member of their family and help and support that they would need, to volunteer, to find out more, how do we get in touch?
So the best way is through our website, which is www.homestartsm.org.uk, and there's a contact us button. You can also telephone 01538 387 231 or email info@homestartsm.org.uk.
Again, Louise, you and the team, happy 25th birthday. We wish you well, and thank you for your time on Blue Sky Radio.
Well, thank you for coming to visit us. It's lovely to have you here. Thank you.